Cheer, cheer the red and the white. Honour the name by
name. Now the Swans, they started 2016 in smashing fashion on Saturday night at the SCG and at Sydney Swans Membership Day today on 1116 SEN as they support the legacy of the Mighty Bloods at South Melbourne. It's in the blood. Victorian memberships from $112 or the Victorian Gold Package at $165 that allows you to enjoy all the Melbourne matches and three at the SCG. Head to membership.sydneyswans.com.au. And Tim Watson, I reckon John Longmire might even be manning the phones today, just dispensing a bit of inside knowledge to those that call up. And he joins us here on Breakfast This Morning. Morning, John.
G'day, boys.
You'd be a happy man after the weekend start to the season?
Yeah, it was a good start. There's no question about that. We were really pleased with how we went, and the pressure around the ball was terrific. But as I said after the game, it is only round one and a long way to go.
Yeah, it's a much better way to start the season, though, than the other way, John. And the way that you started last year, too, probably. What about Tommy Papley? How long have you been hiding this kid away for?
Yeah, he's really exciting, Tim. We went to the rookie draft last year specifically looking for a small pressure forward, and we had him as our number one priority, and he was there at our first selection. So to get him on our rookie list end of last year and have a pre-season and then straight into round one is a terrific effort in itself, let alone having the impact he did. So we were wrapped. He's got some strong South Melbourne heritage, which is terrific, with both his grandfathers having played for the club. But he gave us some real life on the weekend, in particular in the first quarter. He was fantastic.
Horse, did the scoreboard tell the truth?
As far as what, on?
Was it the Swannies playing great footy? Was it Collingwood being meek, or was it just I don't know. You look at the margin of 80 points. You go 80 points is a thrashing. Did you thrash the Pies?
Well, I think it's always, when you have a good win, it's always a combination of both. We've been on the end of some bad losses as well, and it's a combination of both. The other team play well, and you don't play anywhere near your ability, and that's what happened probably on the weekend. And that's what happens usually when you get beaten, is that you don't really play to your strengths. And certainly Nathan's comments after the game were like that, and I'm sure they'll get back on track quickly.
And the follow-up to that is that we've seen the first round of high scoring, less stoppages, more inside 50s, more shots of goal. Are you surprised with the little tweak in the rotations, or do you think that's just maybe just an abnormality in round one?
Yeah, I think we've just got to, like anything, we've just got to let things sort of settle before there's any big statements about massive game changes or what's actually happened. It normally takes about 5 or 6 weeks before you get a decent read on it. So it's hard in round one to get it and say that this is what the new way of football is going to be played. But certainly round one, we could see where everyone thinks that things have changed. But I like to prefer to wait to things settle a little bit and see how things go.
As a coach, though, John, do you like the different rule tweaks, the 10-metre protected area, which is encouraging players to use the corridor more with that sort of kick on the 45 from defence, and players having to attempt to keep the ball in play longer? It means you can't control the game as much as you might have previously, going down the line and resetting at stoppages.
Yeah, look, I mean, the coaches were consulted last year over at the National Draft, before the National Draft, about it, and everyone was really supportive of it. So everyone can understand the reasons why we're doing it. The tackle rule was another one that's worthwhile. Mark Evans broached that with the coaches, and we think all those little tweaks to the game are a real benefit. I think everyone has coached that way over the summer, which has been terrific.
Hey, Johnny, last week it was reported that Paul Roos, after a discussion with Gil McLachlan, said that he was unsure as to what Gil meant by playing a more exciting brand of football. What to you is exciting footy?
Oh, I like pressure around the ball, Tim. I like pressure.
Really?
I mean, great offense is built on the back of great defense.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what sport all over the world, that stands up. So if you get your pressure around the ball and you're able to turn the ball over and you're able to have more shots at goal. So I think we can't underestimate the pressure factor in football. As a coach, I love it. I think there are supporters that love it. There are supporters that just like high-scoring matches. But often those high-scoring matches are built on the back of great pressure.
Well, just on that, is there a danger that our obsession with higher scoring as a way to make the game more attractive is going to make defending a lost art, or a bit like bowlers in T20 cricket, you're basically being used as cannon fodder? How do we make sure that the art of defending is valued in the game as we try to score more and make it better eye candy?
Well, I think, someone reported over the weekend that the amount of turnovers in the front half was the highest it's ever been, or for a long time anyway. And I think that's a good thing. And we've got to be mindful if we go too far, for instance, in the interchange, that how the game might look too quickly. We've got to make sure we wait and let it settle at the moment. I think everything's fine at the present time. Let's wait and have a look at it, see what it looks like. Turnovers in the front half allows you to score more. And I don't think that's a bad thing. We've got to keep that in mind.
Johnny, a couple of injury concerns. Dan Hanbury got concussed at the weekend. Will he play on Sunday?
Yeah, he should be fine, Tim. I mean, he was fine after the game. We expect him to play this week.
And Michael Talia's out for maybe up to 3 months with a Lisfranc injury. Will Teddy Richards, he played last week in the VFL team, or not the VFL team, but in your second side. Will he come back in this weekend?
We'd certainly expect him to be a chance. We'll train today and train on Friday, but you'd think that he's a really strong chance to come back in at the moment.
What's your depth at the moment? It's always been something that sides have been trying to get better at and build. How's the depth of the Sydney Swans at the moment?
We think it's okay, Ox. We've got some terrific young kids we've had there for a couple of years, some that we've recruited at the end of last year, and we think they can really contribute as well. As all teams, and when you're get hit by injuries, it sort of really affects your depth. But we've been really pleased with some of the players that we've played over the pre-season. We've given a number of an opportunity, and we've been happy with all of those blokes that have had a go at it. So we think it's okay. But once again, you'll wait until the season unfolds before you're absolutely confident. But as we sit here at the moment, we're pretty confident with our depth.
Tell you what, you'd also be happy with is the return of Luke Parker from injury. Had a great first up game on the weekend. Super important, isn't he, to the makeup of that team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Luke's just a ferocious competitor. And when he's in the centre bounces, you can see the impact he has around the ground. He's terrific mark overhead. We didn't have Kieran Jack at the end of last year, and both made a huge impression for us on the weekend. Our leaders played really well, which is terrific.
Hey, Johnny, we can't talk to you without talking about Buddy Franklin. We haven't asked you one question about Buddy. So no. Is there anything you want to say about Buddy? We haven't got any questions about him.
Oh, come on, Tim, surely can find one.
How's
his hand going?
He's good. No, he's fine. He got a knock on the shoulder in the first quarter. He kicked the first goal after about 10 seconds, and then just after that got a knock on his shoulder. But he's fine. He'll train this week, and he'll be fine to play this week.
Okay, we're happy with that.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you, John. And we appreciate your time today. No doubt plenty of Melbourne-based Sydney Swans fans getting on board. I know the club's done a fantastic job in the last 15 years maintaining those strong connections with the South Melbourne faithful. Thanks for talking to us today.
Terrific. We look forward to getting back down to Melbourne. Thanks, guys. John Long.